You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
It's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
Yeah, but what is that? It's a major award.
Rev up the engines.
Yeah!
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Hello, rabbit.
You just sit there. Be all magical and awesome.
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean. I want to apologize right off the bat for making this roundup so late. It's going to be a three-week roundup, and to be honest with you, life and a serious lack of motivation has really gotten to me. However, I'm hoping to overcome that feeling and be back on my regular schedule of every 2 weeks now in the off-season, although I am planning on releasing a one-week roundup next week to get me back on track. So you don't miss a thing. You can subscribe to Christmas Podcasts Podcasts and get the roundup episodes as they drop into your feed, and that will make things easy for you to get up to date on the new roundups. Now, let's get you up to date on the new episodes that dropped in the past 3 weeks. Also, don't forget to stop by ChristmasPodcasts.com and find the links to all the podcasts I talk about and leave a review of those podcasts. Let's get on with this episode.
How do I look? Nice?
You've got sash.
You're right. This completes the ensemble.
Here are the new episodes that dropped the weeks of February 20th through March 12th. Merry Britsmas Podcast had an episode on February 20th titled A Winter's Tale About Smoking Bishop. In the February episode, Adam explores some wintry things to stave off the cold weather blues. Check out a winter hot drink called Smoking Bishop. Remember the silly superhero sitcom My Hero, and listen to David Essex sing all about A Winter's Tale. Jingle Jink Podcast had an episode on the 21st of February titled Warm Weather Christmas Songs. Many listeners are in the middle of winter, so Scott and Jay are offering a little reprieve with Christmas songs about warm weather. Artists include the Dukes of Surf, Jimmy Buffett, the Hollyberries, Don Ho, Kenny Chesney, Batesy, and Los Straitjackets. Tis the Podcast had an episode on the 22nd of February titled Skyrockets in Flight, Afternoon Delight, Arrested Development. Julia, Tom, and Anthony sit down to discuss the Christmas episodes about the one family who lost everything and the one son who had no choice but to keep them all together. That's right, they're talking Arrested Development. The two episodes they talk about are Season 1, Episode 8, In God We Trust, Season 2, Episode 6, Afternoon Delight. While both Tom and Anthony have a history with the show, will Julia be as enamored with the unlikable Bluth family as her two co-hosts? Or is there enough charm or holiday feels in either of these episodes for her liking? Also discussed in this episode, The Storm in Texas, Birthdays and Age, Adam Sandler, and which television shows they wish had done Christmas episodes before ending. In addition, Anthony reads an extraordinarily kind email the elves received regarding Another Christmas Story. This is one fun episode filled with absurd laughs you want to be sure not to miss. A Cozy Christmas Podcast had an episode on February 22nd titled Connor the Reindeer and More Holly Jolly Fun with Grace. Winter is in full swing and Grace and Art have the giggles. He asks her some holly jolly Christmas questions, and they quickly spiral into moments of laughter as they're interrupted by her teddy bears. They try to figure out the names of Santa's reindeer, and Art's reminded how nice a kid Grace is when he asks her the question, if you could have any gift on your wish list, what would it be? Her answer surprised him. Art also shares another listener memory from Rick and how the song Downtown puts him in a Christmas mood. He recommends a book and reads the story The Set of Poe by George Ade. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on February 23rd titled A Cosmic Christmas with Joseph Wade. Talk about an out-of-this-world story. Joseph Wade from Christmas Creeps Podcast joins Jerry to talk A Cosmic Christmas. A pet goose and a pet whoopee cushion? How about a Barbarino pistache? At least the aliens look like the Magi, right? Please watch out for mild spoilers for The Mandalorian Season 2. Sent to By the Minute Podcast, an episode on the 24th of February titled Minute 48, The Coca-Cola Conclusion, featuring Carrie K. Heim. Joe rushes over to grab the plate of food left by Cornelia. He starts eagerly eating and enjoys a big sip of Coca-Cola. Then we are once again joined by Patch as he and the elves prepare the machine-made toys for Santa's Christmas Eve flight. Plus, Carrie K. Heim shares the story behind that Coke scene. Join John and Ben as they discuss Minute 48 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Season's Eatings podcast, an episode on February 25th, titled Pizelle. Sometimes covered with powdered sugar or rolled into a cone, it's a cookie that dates back centuries and is argued to be the oldest Christmas cookie. It's a story filled with snakes, forging blacksmiths, and wagon repair. Glenn tells the history of the crispy, thin cookie, the Pizelle. Tis the Podcast had an episode on February 25th titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 4, Last Christmas, as read by Rebecca Bowl. It's the fourth official installment of Another Christmas Story. Listener Rebecca Bowl will read to all of you Chapter 4 of Anthony's tale entitled Last Christmas. Within this chapter, you'll catch up with Mary Holiday in the present day and discover what she's been up to since her Christmas Eve fight with Joey Nazario 10 years prior. Enjoy, all. Can't Wait for Christmas podcast, an episode on February 25th titled The Snowman, Christmas's Sidekick. Tim talks about everyone's favorite Christmas DIY decoration project, the snowman. He learns how to say Merry Christmas in at least five different ways, continues celebrating 2020 yum with a Christmas casserole recipe, and he has your responses from his newest feature, Season's Musings. Yuletide TV podcast had an episode on the 25th titled Bonus Episode, The Goldbergs, A Christmas Story with Jerry Davila from Totally Rad Christmas. The February bonus episode features the boys' first guest and their first real foray into a Hanukkah episode. Jerry Davila from Totally Rad Christmas stops by to have the boys watch and discuss A Christmas Story from the third season of the ABC sitcom The Goldbergs, available on Hulu. Since Christmas Classic doesn't really apply to this episode, the boys create a new ranking on the spot, and Chris shares what little he knows about celebrating Hanukkah with the listeners. Non-winter holiday topics include beer jackets, Reno 911, licking things, poles, Beanie Babies, trivia, Tom Selleck, and D&D. Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast had an episode on the 25th of February titled Sam the Man Taylor in Christmas. It's the second episode of Season 2 of Holly Jolly Xmasu. Scott will be honoring Black History Month by discussing Sam the Man Taylor's 1968 album In Christmas. Total Christmas podcast had an episode on February 27th titled Band-Aid 2. Jack is back with a bunch more of the usual stuff. First off, he has an exciting book review. Is The Funniest Christmas Joke Book Ever the funniest Christmas joke book ever? The short answer is no, but listen to the review anyway. Then he talks about Band-Aid 2. 5 years after the first Band-Aid, a collection of pop stars got together to record the song again, and it could be worse. Last episode, Jack discussed the 1984 version of A Christmas Carol starring George C. Scott. This episode, Jack has an interview with the man who played the body double for both The Ghost of Christmas Present and The Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come. His name's Martin Wood, and not only is he generally a lovable bloke, he's also the world's tallest town crier. This episode's podcast recommendation is Workaholics. It's the sort of fun needed to brighten up these dog days of winter. Christmas Time in the City podcast had an episode on February 28th titled How You Doin' with Chris and Chris featuring art from a Cozy Christmas podcast. Join Chris and Chris as they chat and play some games with art from a Cozy Christmas podcast all about things Christmas and New York City. Tis the podcast had an episode on March 1st titled Fireside Chat Preview featuring Charlene Lewis. Life got in the way for Tom, Julie, and Anthony, and between COVID vaccine side effects and mental health issues, they couldn't find a time to record in time for this episode. Not wanting to leave you hanging, however, they decided to share one of their Patreon-exclusive Fireside Chat segments with y'all. In their Fireside Chats, one or more of Tis the Podcast elves sit down by a crackling Christmas fire with one of their listeners to learn a little bit more about them, talk about the holiday season, and discuss Christmas sensibilities, amongst other things. In this episode, they chat with a listener oft-mentioned on the main feed of their show, Charlene Lewis. So settle in with your favorite holiday drink and enjoy this fun, heartfelt episode that will make you want Charlene Lewis to appear on the show again and again and again. And don't worry, their episode in which the elves cover the first three Christmas episodes of Home Improvement is still coming. TGI Podcast had an episode on the 2nd titled Home Improvement Desperately Seeking Willow. Matt is back with another holiday to celebrate as we count down to the Burr months later this year. In this episode, he is going back to the land of Home Improvement to cover Desperately Seeking Willow from Season 7 of the show. Matt discusses a classic joke about a man from Nantucket, talks about how Tim has some Ric Flair in him in this episode, and, as always, determines whether or not this should be deemed a holiday classic. So pour yourself a green beer, get a plate of corned beef and cabbage, and enjoy this episode. Santa by the Minute podcast had an episode on March 3rd titled Minute 49, Merry Christmas, Pretty Lady. Santa flies over New York City and catches a glimpse of Joe trying to keep warm in an alley. He tells the reindeer they'll be making an unexpected stop. Plus, John has a theory that Santa's stop was not unexpected at all. Santa is a fan of the Statue of Liberty. Ben has a UFO sighting. More reindeer trivia. And they admire the practical special effects of Roy Field and Derek Meddings. Join John and Ben as they discuss Minute 49 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad podcast, an episode on March 3rd titled Hello, First Quarter 2021. Manny couldn't find motivation for a post-Christmas episode, but here it is, and it is pure gold. Guest hosts are Tom from Tis the Podcast and honorary co-host Chris with a C from Christmastime in the City. Sounds of Christmas podcast, an episode on March 3rd titled There Is No War on Christmas. Ken Kessler from the Sounds of Christmas talks about Dr. Seuss, cancel culture, and the so-called war on Christmas. Tis the podcast, an episode on March 4th titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 5, All I Want for Christmas Is You, as read by Jerry Davila of Totally Grad Christmas. Welcome to the 6th official installment of Another Christmas Story. Jerry Davila of Totally Rad Christmas will read to all of you Chapter 5 of Anthony's Tale entitled All I Want for Christmas Is You. Within this chapter, you'll catch up with Aaron Rankin and all of his classmates as they prepare for their big trip to New York City. The North Pole podcast had an episode on March 4th titled What Happens at the North Pole After Christmas. What happens at the North Pole after Christmas is not something that gets talked about much. There are no songs about it, no movies or television specials. Heck, people hardly even ask about it. But I would tell you that the time right after Christmas is a very important time. In this episode of the North Pole podcast, elves Frank and Crash talk about what happens immediately after he and Santa return to the North Pole. It is an amazing time of reflection, and it has a huge impact on the Christmas to come. This is an informative and fun episode to kick off the new year in Following Santa. Totally Rad Christmas podcast, an episode on the 4th titled Wonder Woman Part 1 with Tom and Anthony. Jerry has not one, but two Tis the Podcast elves with him in this episode. Anthony, Tom, and he talk Wonder Woman. Golden Lasso? Check. Spinning Transformation? Check. Poison Toy Butterflies? Wait, what? This is a fun one. Oh yeah, there's a bit of Christmas in it too. Check it out now. Jingle Jank Podcast, an episode on the 7th titled Lost Christmas Holiday Rarities Volume 1. Scott and Jay dig into the album Lost Christmas Holiday Rarities and explore the songs we've heard of. Should they have remained lost? Artists include Jackie DeShannon, Leon Russell, Jerry Lee Lewis, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Bobby Goldsboro, and Chuck Berry. Tis the Podcast had an episode on March 8th titled The Delusion You're Trying to Cure Is Called Christmas. The elves are joined by one of their favorite frequent guests and friend of the pod, Jerry D. of Totally Rad Christmas, to discuss the 4 episodes of the cult classic TV comedy Community. The episodes they talk about are the following: Season 1, Episode 12, Comparative Religion; Season 2, Episode 11, Abed's Uncontrollable Christmas; Season 3, Episode 10, Regional Holiday Music; and Season 4, Episode 10, Intro to Knots. Then listen as Tom, Anthony, Julia, and Jerry talk histories with the show, discuss how problematic Chevy Chase is, and rectify a mistake they made in the Arrested Development episode by also discussing how problematic Jeffrey Tambor and David Cross are. Marvel over how much heart this show actually has and how the majority of the cast has gone on to be pretty huge stars in their own individual rights, and laughed over a plethora of quotes. Also featuring musical interludes between each episode discussion, this is one of the elves' favorite episodes yet, ranking right up there with the likes of The Office and Friends. Also discussed in this episode, the major differences about the way the DC and Marvel universes were set up in terms of the comics, though Anthony mistakenly said the first issue of The Avengers was published before the first issue of Justice League, and, sadly and criminally overlooked in their discussion of the cast, any mention of Alison Brie. Though, if you want to hear what the elves think of her as an actress, you can go back to last year's Happiest Season episode in which they discuss her at length. Trust them when they say this is one episode you definitely do not want to miss, and one that is guaranteed to put you in the Christmas mood. Christmas Clatter Podcast, an episode on March 9th titled Merry Melee 3. Who is really at fault for leaving Kevin home alone? Which Christmas movie has the most heart? Who should play the lead in Jingle All the Way remake? Fighters Ron Hogan, a.k.a. President Hot Dog of Filmstrip Podcast, Brian of Yuletide TV Podcast, and Jerry of Totally Rad Christmas Podcast fight about these questions and many more. Joining Todd at the judges' table is Chris with a C from Christmas Time in the City Podcast, Chris from Yuletide TV, and Manny from Feliz Christmas Merry Navidad Podcast. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 9th titled Uncanny X-Men number 143 with Dave and Brian. The Caped Podcasters themselves join Jerry to talk 1981's Uncanny X-Men number 143 by Chris Claremont and John Byrne. Mistletoe and Ingara, what could possibly go wrong? Maybe it's an alien ripoff, or maybe it's just an exercise by the writers to see how far they can push it. Either way, it's got tons of exposition. Check it out. Santa by the Minute Podcast, an episode on March 10th titled Minute 50, Pitching a No-Hitter for the Yankees. Santa leaves the reindeer on the rooftop to go talk to Joe. Joe doesn't believe the old man is who he says he is. Plus, Yankees no-hitters, cinematic tooth fairies, wondering how common the usage of the word wino is, and a surprisingly dark scene from the book that John and Ben were glad didn't make it into the movie. Join them as they discuss Minute 50 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Tis the Podcast had an episode on March 11th titled Another Christmas Story, Chapter 6, White Christmas, as read by April Riley. Welcome to the 7th official installment of Another Christmas Story. The always hilarious and effervescent April Riley will read to all of you Chapter 6 of Anthony's tale entitled White Christmas. Within this chapter, you'll meet NYU journalism students Elizabeth Meyer and Noah Clark.
He ain't right. Didn't even break his concentration.
That's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Christmas Podcast Podcast. I would like to thank all of the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for everything he does as well. I'd also like to thank you for listening to this podcast. As you know, I'm always looking for new and interesting Christmas podcasts, so if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like me to listen to, or if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like to have us feature, you can either click on the Contact Us link on ChristmasPodcast.com, or you can email me at Sean@ChristmasPodcast.com, that's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Astin, and let me know. I love hearing from you too, so you can also let me know what you think of this podcast as well. Also, I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcasts.com and review any or all of the podcasts that we have there. We also have the links to those podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcast Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Christmas Podcast Podcasts. And remember, stay safe. Keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispring Pines sipping on some eggnog listening to Christmas Podcast. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites.
A true selfless act always sparks another.
Sing it off, Rudolph!
Are you
sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.